The Daily Shift. I am Clutch, and you are tuned in on Outside the Box Radio, and hopefully you all have enjoyed your week so far and have enjoyed your Wednesday as we head on through to Thursday and then finally the weekend. And I don't mean the singer, I mean the weekend where you kick your feet up, relax, go to the beach, go to the zoo, whatever, or just go and see the actual weekend, the show, and go and see a show. Either way, hopefully you do something that's fun, enjoyable to you. What I'm going to probably do is I'm probably going to make a new dish. And like, I'm getting this from a friend because she showed me a card that had a recipe on it. And this recipe was from, it looked delicious. It was like a creamy lemon chicken pasta spinach type thing. Creamy lemon spinach chicken pasta. I know I'm remembering that wrong, but whatever. Maybe the lemon wasn't even there. I don't even know. But it looked delicious because I was looking through a few of the cards, but they all looked really good. But then she told me where she got it from. And I was like, wait. So she got it from HelloFresh. And nothing against HelloFresh. I'm just not a big fan of receiving my food in a box that sits outside my home for I don't know how many hours or minutes or whatever, however long out in the sun for however long until I go and look or receive the notification. Because sometimes I don't know about any of the listeners, but I don't always get that notification that something is outside or my package has arrived, you know? I don't always get that notification for whatever reason. So I wouldn't trust that. Like, that's just me though, like personally. But let me continue the story before anyone passes judgment. So they received that the box or whatever, and then they opened it, and then I was like, As she was telling me, like, yeah, it's a HelloFresh recipe or whatever. And then she was like, actually, hold on. And then she was like, let me check. And then she checked, and then she actually received a box right then and there. Like, not right then and there. Like, it was already sitting outside. Like, she was like, oh, it's already sitting outside. And that reaffirmed my thought. Like, see, that's why it's sitting outside. You didn't even know it was out there. She was like, oh, yeah, there is. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. Like, that's food. That's something that you're going to consume and put in your body for nutrients and hope it doesn't get you sick, especially chicken. Like, so with that being said, she opened the box and then she showed me how it was kept fresh, and it was actually kept really fresh. Like, it was like, I mean, to the point where I shifted my opinion. Like, I went from I wouldn't do this to maybe I'll try it because it looked really good. And then on top of that, it looked like it was kept fresh, and she showed me how it was kept fresh, and I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, never judge a book by its cover, even though it's like a box, that's a pretty thick cover to just look past, you know, even though it's just kind of just sent to you. That's like having the box covered in point. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I went from being like no to maybe. And then I also was thinking about other things, like, why do people say she looked like a snack or she looked like a meal? Like, or like, I get it. I get what you're saying, but it's like, and you can call me whatever, it's fine, I don't really care. I'm just saying. And anyone else, please do what I'm doing right now. Stand back and look at this. Like, just take a step back. It's like people who you hang out with when they're drunk and then you're the sober one and because you got to drive them home or whatever. Like, that's kind of like, I just took it, like, I just heard it and I was like, that doesn't sound, I get it. And then the person, like, there was somebody like that was defending it. It was like, I get it. It was like, what would you do? Like, it's food. Like, and it's like, no, but like, I get it. But it's like, yeah, you look like a snack. You look like a meal. It's like, first of all, I've seen you. You never finish your snacks. You always throw half the bag away. I don't know why you buy the bag. Oh, because they taste good. But if they taste so good, then finish it. Like, you know, there's always that person. Like, you know I'm telling the truth right now. And then there's also, like, what if you're one of those people, like, I cook a meal and then I put it back in the fridge. Like, that's how I eat, step by step. Like, I eat in steps. Like, and then there's also, like, I know there's people who never finish their meals. Come on. There's the, oh, you want some of this? You want some of this, guy? Like, so what's happening here? Like, so you look like a snack, you look like a meal. You don't finish your snacks. You never finish your meals. You always share your meals. I'm just trying to confirm what's real. I took a step back. That's all I'm saying. Don't, maybe y'all shouldn't do that. Don't, once you're outside the circle, you can't get back in, because it's hard to unsee it. It's extremely hard to unsee it. I'm just saying that this is something that should be thought about. But no, I do get it. I just think it's funny. And if you think it's funny, give in a call, or just give in your top 40 request when you call, which is 1-833-723-4629. This is your daily shift on Outside the Box Radio. The Daily Shift, and you are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio, and I hope you all have enjoyed Wednesday so far as you head home or get ready to go to work or whatever you need to do. I'm here for you. And I'm also here with the question of the day, which will probably get you a little bit, get you thinking a little bit, because we're already in April. We're officially in April, and we're almost to the 7th. We're almost to the 7th. We're almost to the 8th. Oh my gosh, this this month is moving already. Oh my gosh. Anyway, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the question of the day is, what have you noticed about 2022? What have I noticed about 2022? There is a lot more chaos. Like, I know, and for the listeners out there, I know I write these down, but as you can see, like, I have so much, like, I'm thinking about, and, like, half these questions that I write down, I usually write them down and then just forget about them, because I got other, like, you know, so, like, these questions are, like, almost new to me. If you showed me the same question maybe next month, I'll completely forgotten that we've done this segment. You know, so this is actually a good question, because now, especially now, since we're a little bit further into the year and a lot more has happened, I've noticed that a lot of people it's just more chaotic. It's just a more chaotic year. It's just a lot more happening. And it's hard to find rest, if you will, or relaxation in any type of way, because every corner you turn, like, there's something else happening, you know, like, hopefully nobody has forgotten what's happening in the Ukraine, because that's still happening, and I haven't been up to the news on it, but, like, there's still, like, I know that there's still, like, attacks still happening, and every other day I keep seeing that there's supposed to be some kind of meeting. And, like, that's when I was like, okay, every other day there's a meeting and then this war is still happening. So, like, what's really getting done at these meetings? And then, like, every time we turn around, there's, like, a message from the president, like, pleading, like, you know, asking, so what's really happening? It's, you know, there's a lot going on there, and it's a lot going on just in the world in general. Like, that's obviously the biggest note. That we've all been stuck on for what's been going on almost, I believe, 2 months now. That's the biggest note. Obviously, the loss of Bob Saget, the loss of one of the greatest Golden Girls, also Chris Rock slap. So it's everything. Betty White, to Bob Saget, to Chris Rock, to the war in Ukraine, which is weighing heavy on all of us because it affects all of us. It's not just like, oh, this is just something, you know, that affects just it's just them, it's their problem. It's like, no, well, first of all, it's not. This is something that we should all be thinking about and should all, in my opinion, if not 50% focus, you know, at the very least 50%. If you have, I mean, I understand you have lives and things going on, but like this is something that's also important that's going on in the world for all of us. So that's also a focus, and what's going on just with what's going on mentally with everyone around you, like making sure that who you're close to, your friends, your family, whoever it is, making sure that they're mentally okay, you know, because this is affecting people. Like this COVID has affected people, like the separation, forgetting like social cues and things like that. It is affecting people. Like it has, like, I'm sure some people are saying that it's affecting them. I'm sure. I'm sure there's more than one or two people in the world right now saying that they're affected by this COVID, pandemic. So it's a different world right now. So it's definitely harder. That's what I've noticed about 2022. It's just a different world. It's a lot harder. And there's a lot of tragic things that are going on. And also... There's also a lot of good. I'm gonna find that. That's what next show is gonna be. Next show is gonna be, it's just gonna be all good. All good things. It's gonna be all good things on the next show. With that, I do wanna say that that's one thing that I think like most people have in common is just hope for like the better. And that's what keeps us moving, and that's what's going to keep us moving. Like, I mean, I don't know about you, but me personally, whatever it is, whenever it's a rough day or whatever, like, that's what keeps moving. It's just hope for a better day, because though today was rough, tomorrow, that means, like, no matter how rough today is, that means tomorrow's going to be, obviously, it's going to be better, because how could it get worse? And if it gets worse, then the next day is going to get better, unless it gets worse from there. I don't know. I can make this into a negative comment or a positive. You pick one. I'm trying to make it into a positive, and then I kept thinking about it. This is what happens when I get down into the spiral. Like, I'm like, well, objectively. But no, that means that's always a day that's better ahead. Having a rough day, it means tomorrow's obviously going to be better, because you're going through the worst of it right now. Tomorrow's just going to get better. It's going to get better from there. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is your daily shift. You want to keep it locked right here on Outside the Box Radio. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe your daily shift. I'm back. I'm Clutch, and you are tuned in to Outside the Box Radio. And hopefully, I hope you all have enjoyed the show so far as we get into the facts, and I hope these facts are interesting to you, and I know they're interesting to me, because these facts have to do with the weather. And I don't know if you guys are in Florida, California, Brazil, or Tahiti, Canada. Weather is a fact. It's going to affect you in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to get rid of this thing. This thing keeps going off. I've never checked it. I talked about this last show, and I've never checked it. Oh my gosh. I think I even replaced the other. I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so weather is a fact. Just like that thing going on is a fact. No matter how long that battery's been in there, for whatever reason, that those batteries will not die. Speaking, like, these things are like ghosts. And speaking of ghosts, let's talk about phantom rain. Phantom rain. Not all drops of rain that fall from the sky reach the ground. Under specific conditions, sometimes rain can fall but never touch Earth. This occurs when rain falling from a cloud evaporates or sublimes as it draws closer to Earth's surface. When this happens, it forms what is known as a virga, what are known as virga clouds. A tail or wisp extends from a cloud in a downwards position. Generally, these are seen to extend from cirrocumulus, altocumulus, altostratus, nimbostratus, stratocumulus, cumulus, or cumulonimbus clouds. Also, in case you folks did not know, rain has a smell. So when people say, "I can smell rain coming," like me, we're right. We're right. Technically, because when raindrops fall on clay or dusty soils, they trap small air bubbles on the surface, which raise upward and then burst out of the water droplet. This then produces pockets of scent into the air where they are then carried by the wind. This is what is causes that familiar smell, what is known as petrichor. So that's what you're smelling in the air, in case anyone's wondering. So also, by the way, I don't know if any we have any artists listening. I know that there should be a few. So the shape of a raindrop isn't actually, raindrops are usually represented in the shape of a teardrop, but this is not the true, like in reality. When raindrops first form high up in the atmosphere, they take on a spherical shape as the water molecules bind together, held by the surface tension. This is so cool. Like, as they begin to fall, their shape changes, while air resistance causes the bottom of the water to flatten in the curve resembling the shape of a jelly bean. So most, so instead of drawing teardrops, you gotta draw jelly beans in the sky, which would be the proper representation. But to, I mean, to most of us, it just kind of looks like either mist or like a downwards, like, slant. Like, I don't know, like, I think people who draw them, like, I've seen artists who draw just like kind of like who draw like kind of like it looks slanted, like a slanted just lines pretty much. That's pretty much what it looks like, in my opinion. But then again, I wear glasses, so you can't really you can't really take what I say. I wear glasses, so it's not really helpful for what I my opinion is on this matter. But with that being said, those were the facts. That was only my opinion at the end, and those come from weather.com. If you want to find out more about any of that, you can go to weather.com, or you can Google a little bit of information and see what you can find out for yourself. Let us know what you find, and also let us know what your top 40 request is, ladies and gentlemen. We do want to know, because this is The Daily Shift on Outside the Box Radio. Give us a call, 1-833-RADIO-BX. Welcome back. I'm Clutch, and of course, this is Outside the Box Radio, and we are almost to Wednesday. I mean, Thursday. Oh my gosh. Almost to Wednesday. We're almost to Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. So, with that being said, I want to get into home hacks, because home hacks will be useful as you get into the weekend. So, in case you all are looking to... I'm sorry, I screamed in your ear earlier, by the way. If you all are looking to make something nice and easy, and something that you can make a lot like of different things out of, in one meal out of one. One of those things are beans. I use those a lot. Beans, of course, are versatile in my opinion, like kind of like pasta. You can make linguine, you can make you can make all these different types of pastas, macaroni and cheese and all this other kind of stuff, and you can do the same a little bit with beans, in my opinion. Like, you can mash them up and make different, like, I mash them up and make them into patties. As, like, I make them into veggie patties. I personally like the garbanzo beans. I take those and I smash them up. And this is like a quick, easy thing. Like, what, garbanzo beans are like 50 cent a can, $1 a can, $1.50 maybe. So you get the, you get that, and of course you get some seasonings that you like, some vegetables, which only cost a couple more cents. All these things like cost like by the pound. So they're not that expensive. So you can just grab those and just check in, check out, and be done with like, and have like leftover for gas, you know, which you, we all know is a, something we all need money for at this point. Like it's, I think it's $6 a gallon where I am right now. Maybe I'm not sure. It was like five. Last time I saw it was like close to six. It was like 5:30 something, I think. I don't know, but either way, it's bad. And I know I'm, that's me complaining. And some people are like, I'm paying this much. I know, it's bad. It's really bad, but it'll get better. Because what did I say earlier? If it's already bad, well, I'm not saying tomorrow, but like, you know, this is one of those things that take time. You know, you know how like when you talk to like a kid who's growing up and who knows, like, oh, it's like, well, hold on. It's like, well, no, it's not going to be tomorrow. But it's like, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. You got to put the effort in. And you got to talk about the steps. You got to put the effort in. And then you got to, somebody's got to go to the office. And then somebody's got to, there's paperwork that somebody never literally looks at. There's a lot of stuff. But no, anyway, back to these, you see what I mean? Back to these veggie patties. Off the rails is what, I'm going to call those segments off the rails from now on. Whenever we just go off subject, I'm just going to call it off the rails. This is going to be veggie patties off the rails. But I do hope, but no, but like I was saying, so you take those, you take the garbanzo beans, you smash them up, and then you take your vegetables, you chop those up. Well, you want to really, depending on what you're doing, like, well, you know how to make your own veggie patties, like, but whatever you like, you know how to make them how you want. If you have to saute, then you saute. If it's mushrooms, you know what to do. I made some burgers that were delicious. like, you can make so many. Like, you can get at least 4 or 5 decent sized patties. And that's if you don't put, like, I didn't put flour in them. Like, if you put flour or some kind of filling in there, so well, you have to, essentially. You have to put something in there to kind of get it to, when you fry it or whatever you're doing, to get it to bind, you know. So, that's another thing that you need. But flour, that's something that, like, you know, comes by the bundle. You know, it's kind of like buying mustard. Like, 98 cents will get you a jar. You know, for whatever reason. But yeah, that's it's really, like, those are really good. Just making a good veggie patty, and then on top of that, like, with the leftover beans, you can make like some kind of casserole or add it to a casserole or something, or like, you know, just put it to the side for another day, or start to make a little if you were thinking of like, well, the burgers will be healthy and then the side dish will be a little delight for everybody. You can make like a nice little chili, like add a tiny bit of meat, you know, maybe turkey meat ground turkey, whatever, you know what I mean, or turkey meat, you know, chicken from HelloFresh. Ladies and gentlemen, also, you want to check out there's a trailer earlier that came out today. It was Marvel's Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. They came out with another trailer today, a little bit earlier. I want to say around like 1 o'clock, maybe 2. Either way, it's out there for you folks to check out. Don't forget that movie comes out May 6th. And also, Marvel's Moon Knight is also available for you to check out. This is The Daily Shift on Outside the Box Radio. Keep it locked right here.